Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the radio show In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. She is on normally the first Thursday of every month. Here we are in October already in 2017. Very excited for the show this evening. We're going to be taking callers on the half hour. You can call on now if you want. Get in the call queue. We'll take your name. You can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And we'll be doing readings of both any general questions you have, romance questions, questions about relationships, about life, whatever you have on your mind. We're here to help you, give you some guidance, everything like that. We'll be doing that in a half hour after Dr. Connie gives her different things that she's going to share with you guys. Before we get started, want to just let you know, make sure to check out her website at Dr. Connie Says, that's SAYS.com, DrConnieSays.com, and check out all the great services that she has to offer, both in person and remotely. And as always, if you want to check out what's going on in Spiritual Connections Radio, which is hosting the show this evening, you can go to our website at SpiritualConnectionsRadio.com. And that phone number, again, if you want to call in, is 646-716-9663. And with that, Dr. Connie, all yours.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. I just want to piggyback on what Mark said, and I hope that we have some callers tonight. Mark will be doing any questions relating to romance, relationships, that kind of thing, and I will be fielding any questions via my cards with Archangel Michael with general questions. So it's a great way to get some insight, information, move you on to the next step. And so we hope to hear from you this evening. So what I wanted to talk with you tonight is I wanted to, when I was doing my meditation about this show, I saw all these angels standing around me, and they said, talk about us tonight. So we're going to talk about angels tonight. While I was doing my own meditation this morning, my own journaling and my personal card reading, Archangel Michael came through, and I'm going to share with you what he told me today, along with some other angels and goddesses and other celestial beings. So what Michael told me is that we run like a this is a quote, what he said. He said, we run like a rat in a maze, frantically trying to get the prize. And then he said, there is no prize. There is no prize of a relationship or health or money or job, in the sense that the prize is something that's unexpected. The prize is something that's extra. The prize is something that is because, God is giving us an extra gift. If you think about a car is equipped with certain features that are on every car. You know, you get your wheels and you get your steering wheel and you get your, doors and whatnot. But then the reason that people buy cars sometimes is because of the extra features. The cool wheels and the reclining seats and the heated seats and the sunroofs and that kind of a thing. So what Michael was telling me is that we come into life equipped for our divine purpose, and embodied in our divine purpose is those desires of our heart. And that's what he meant by there is no prize. We try so hard to get that relationship, and we try so hard to earn that extra money or to you know, have get that job. And we work. Michael says, because it's a desire of our heart, we come in equipped, already receiving those things that we so deeply desire. That's why people like Thoreau, who you know, kind of got it, you know, he says, go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've always imagined. You know, Churchill said, never, never, never give up. We see all of these things that talk about don't settle and go for the best and be for the best. And I have a cup with Walt Disney and his Sleeping Beauty's castle in California. And he said, it's kind of fun to do the impossible. So we get all of these sayings that we, you know, we're supposed to go for the gold. And a lot of us get really frustrated because what we're seeing in our life, we don't see how we can get from where we are to what our dreams really are. But what Michael is saying is that our divine purpose and our dreams, it is known as our divine right. We have a divine right to have those things which we came in so much wanting. And we have the right to claim them and to expect them. So it all sounds pretty cool, you know, and it almost sounds like we can go sit on the couch and you know, drink our soda and wait for our gifts from the divine to just pile up at our feet. But what happens is the purpose, our life purpose and the dreams that we have cause us to go higher and be better than what we are right now. As we come into this world, we're equipped to receive everything. Once we, how do I want to say this? We come in, we're born with these desires. We're born with our life purpose. But along the way, we make mistakes. We're very human. We blow it. We get on the wrong path. We don't honor ourselves. We go when spirit tells us not to. We don't go when spirit tells us to go. So at some point, Michael is saying that we are going to have to wrestle with ourselves and come to terms with ourselves and where we are in our journey. And it's almost like wrestling with God. We need to wrestle we're here, and this thing that we want to attain is somewhere else. And we wrestle with our own inadequacies and our own problems and our own where we are right now. And it's only in that wrestling, it's only when we are alone, it's only when we face our fears, it's only when we put a stake in the ground and say, this is where I'm going to make a commitment and hold my intention to become the very best that I can be and to have to claim my divine right. It's when we wrestle in that we somehow we can define our own God, because since each of us have our own special purpose, we can see God differently in the way that we're going to deal with our and handle our and cope with our and live with our divine purpose. So we will find our God. And instead of the universe that somebody else talks about, or the universe that somebody else, you know, that you read somewhere or in a sermon, or the God that you grew up with, this will be your God. This will be the one that you can claim, I know that being, and I can communicate with that being. So Michael says that part of our claiming our divine purpose and our dreams and desires and moving toward them is wrestling with ourselves so that we sort of stand naked before God and say, I'm humbling myself here so that you can fill me and you can do for me what I can't, because I'm trying too hard. I wear myself out. I frustrate myself. I wait and nothing happens and my faith begins to waver. So our divine purpose and our desires are always going to cause us to reach up to be higher and better with ourselves. And Michael told me that we get sidetracked by our problems, by our hurts, by our disappointments, by our losses. We lose faith, we settle. Because we don't see anything changing in our life to make us think that we're going to get any better than what we are. So we don't forgive, we hold resentment. We stay stuck in relationships or jobs or and just go along thinking that's the best we're going to get. And there will come a time when, as you continue to pray and as you continue to ask the universe and as you continue to read, as you continue to be led and guided by whatever and whoever is going to come your way, whether it be a book or a person or a class or something that is going to move you into that next step. That's one of the reasons why I like doing oracle cards for myself and doing readings for others, because it's such a splendid way for the universe to talk to you and kind of nudge you gently into a different direction and to give you inspiration or guidance or nurturing or something that your soul needs to hear. Because we will all come to that point, whether you call it the dark night of the soul or the wrestling, when you will come face to face with who you are and who God, the God that of your life really is, so that you can stake your place in this life and say that I'm committed to letting the universe work its way and not getting stuck in arguments and disappointments and loss and being so stuck and concentrating on that we forget who we really are. The angels are very open to talking to anybody and everybody if we ask and if we continue to knock on their door and continue to foster a relationship with them. Whenever I see them, there's a whole bunch of them and they're just waiting to be of service. So they're really a wonderful support system. When you're going through your dark night or when you're going through a fight, the fight that you feel like is the fight of your life, and you're coming to grips with what you want and who you are and how you want to live your life, find one person. And I kind of emphasize the one, because if you talk to too many people, you're going to get, you know, you talk to 47 people, you're going to get 47 different pieces of advice. And they're all probably going to tell you to stay where you're at and don't do anything and don't rock the boat. And you're going to get talked out of that urge, that voice inside of you that's saying, you know, step up and do something. Find one person and then go to the angels. Michael says prayer is the way, you know, talking to the angels is the way to get a lot of peace and a lot of comfort in your life. So One person that you can, one of the angels that you can talk to is Chemuel, C-H-E-M-U-E-L, Chemuel. When I saw him in my meditation today, he was standing there in a tool belt, and he works very closely with Archangel Michael, and he will help you in fixing your problems in this life, whether it be physical problems, material problems, or whether it be spiritual problems. He is the angel to come to. He is also the angel to call on if you have lost something. I don't think there has ever been a time that I have called on Archangel Chemuel that he has not helped me find whatever it was I was looking for, whether it was my keys or my contact or whatever I was looking for. He is a great archangel to have in your, to call on. He can also help with relationships, because remember, we came in wanting and needing companionship and relationships and connections with people. And sometimes we have lost them. Sometimes we have not found them. Chemuel is a good archangel, a good support to call on if you are seeking a reconciliation in a relationship. Remember, he's got the tool belt and he can fix a reconciliation in a relationship, romance, companionship, whatever that connection that you're looking for. He's a good guy to have on your side. You also have, besides your personal guides, of which a lot of people say you're born with at least two guardian angels, and they are with you from conception. They came in with you. So the minute that you were conceived, they were with you throughout your forming and as you walk in this life. Some may have more, but you, if you will ask, you will be shown your guardian angels. In fact, I believe on my website, Mark did a meditation where you can actually meet your guardian angel. You're crossing a bridge and they're coming towards you on the other side. So the angels are all about, since God and the universe is all about connecting and love and being in relationship, how can the angels not want to be in relationship with us? And a core piece of us wants to be in relationship with them. So you have your guardian angels, and you also have a core group of archangels that also work with you. So if you want to spend the time in prayer and in meditation and asking, then you will be guided and led to those archangels who are, if you were going to put them, I always see myself in an epicenter. I see myself right in the middle, and I see like a legion of angels that surround me and guide me and guard me. And there's that group of, that core group of archangels that stand right next to me. So the angels are all about wanting to be in relationship with you. So you're losing a tremendous support system if you don't call on them. So Michael, for your life purpose, he will guide you. He will help you traverse the road, the path that you're on, that you need to be on to to claim your what is yours by divine right. Chimuel is right by Michael's side, and he will help you find things that you are looking for. He will help you fix things that are broken, whether they're relationships or whether it's something in your body or something in your environment. Call on Archangel Chimuel. Japhiel is the angel of beauty. The universe is all about beauty, inner beauty, outer beauty. Japhiel is a tremendous archangel to call. Every time I go shopping, I ask, she's a feminine energy, and I ask for her to help me. I find great sales. I'll go and sometimes something will be on sale. I won't even know it. I have been in some stores and they'll go, you know, I'm going to give you 20% off today. And I'll just get these little things. But every time that I go, I ask Archangel Japhiel to come because I want her to guide me with her sense of beauty in what will be in my highest, so that I'm energetically at a level where I can shine my light the best that I can. Azrael came to me also this morning as I was doing my meditation, and he told me that he helps with your losses. When you have these hurts and you have these frustrations and you have these disappointments and you didn't get the job or the relationship didn't work out or the money didn't come through when you thought, and you have this sense of loss, he tenderly carries that loss away from you so that you don't internalize it and hold on to it. There's a certain amount of grieving and there's a certain amount of mental and physical things that you may need to do to kind of process the loss. But Azrael will tenderly, lovingly, before it becomes, the loss becomes something that just drags you down and it's not healthy for you anymore, that loss. And he will fill you with a divine light and a divine healing light. And he works closely in this with Archangel Raphael, who is the healing angel. And a lot of times we think of Raphael as only healing the physical. But Raphael, the physical as in the aches and pains or whatever. But Raphael and Azrael closely together to also heal the spiritual hurts and the wounds that we get. Because there are people who have come into this world and we contracted with them. And that they came into this world and they came into relationship with you to wound you so that you can grow and so that you can be open. Sometimes wounding is the best way to open ourselves up so that we have compassion, that we have understanding, that we learn, that we grow. So Raphael and Azrael work very closely to also heal spiritual wounds that are going to happen or are happening or will happen in our lives. So Haniel, in my home I have a physical altar. And I will also have a spiritual altar that I go to when I meditate. and in my spiritual altar, I have a garden. Haniel is my gardener. And she works in our spiritual gardens to make sure that the plants are kind of a representation of our growth and of our spiritual growth and our moving forward. And, you know, as a plant grows, it's healthy and it's sustaining itself. So Haniel is there with her group of angels, and she provides the nurturing for our physical and emotional and spiritual growth. And one thing she does is she pulls weeds. The weeds represent our unconscious thoughts. So these are these things that we do that we don't even know that we're thinking them. We these habitual things that we do and we don't even know that we're doing it. For me, one time, I used to always say, it's hard, but it's hard. And I didn't even know I was thinking it. And one time I was talking to this lady, and she said, what's hard? And I didn't even know what she, I didn't even know. It wasn't a specific, it was it was life in general. It was just, it's hard. It's just hard. So what Haniel did for me is that's one of the weeds that was there that she was pulling up. So there's things that we think that we don't know we're thinking because they're unconscious. So she is there to help us with maintain a positive attitude and maintain positive thoughts, and helps bring up these incidents when we have these old sayings and these old things that no longer serve us. That's what she's there for, to kind of yank those things out of our garden that are not working for us. We're almost done. I just had okay, so moving from angels, I want to go into other celestial beings like goddesses, which is our ancient female power and our the female side of us. In our home, you can call on Vesta. She is the overseer of our inner home and our outer home. So if your home is not, when you go in, if something is just that doesn't really fit you well, call on Vesta. She is an ancient feminine power, a feminine being, a goddess that will help you with your home, so that it is beautiful, so that it is pleasant. For example, she may tell you, she may urge you to buy a new pillow, you know, or a new towels for your bathroom. Nothing that's exotic, nothing that's especially expensive, but something that would shift the energy in your home. Call on Vesta. Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth and prosperity, material and spiritual. And if you can put her together with Ganesh, this is the dude with the elephant head that removes obstacles. So if you put Lakshmi and Ganesh together, so that you're calling in your spiritual energy, your wealth and your prosperity, again, both material and spiritual, and Ganesh is there to remove any obstacles, you'll start to see a shift in that area. Of course, Kuan Yin and Mother Mary are all about compassion and love and forgiveness and understanding. So call on these sacred women, these sacred feminine energy. And if you start to shift your energy to the angels and to the gods and goddesses you will start to see a shift in your thinking. And as you move and shift on the inside, you'll start to see the differences on the outside. So if Mark is there,
there we go.
There he is.
Very cool. Let's go ahead and give out the phone number to everybody. It's 646-716-9663. If you want to call in for a reading, we're doing all kinds of readings, different topics and everything. And that phone number is 646-716-9663. And Dr. County, if you want to go ahead and just pull the reading for the month of October, I'm going to go ahead and go grab some phone numbers. I'm going to go grab some names.
Okay, do that. Alrighty. So, all right, folks, I'm using my Archangel Michael cards. I talked a lot about female energy. Michael is pure male energy. If you need help with moving forward, if you need help with, making decisions and doing that, that kind of a thing, Michael is an excellent, excellent one to call on. So for the month of October, all righty, he's giving me four messages. The first one about October, this is a month to be kind to yourself. This is the beginning of when a lot of the animals are beginning to prepare for winter. So they are beginning to slow down internally as they're collecting their food or migrating or doing whatever. They're doing the things that they need to do to prepare themselves for winter. In that same vein, what Michael is asking us to do in the month of October is to be kind to ourselves. Sometimes forgiving ourselves is the hardest thing that we can do. So to show compassion and kindness and love for ourselves in the month of October is one of the things, because you haven't done anything wrong. You are where you're at and you're doing the best you could. You're always doing the best you can with what you have at the time. You're not doing anything wrong. So there's no point in having a heavy load of guilt and having to carry that around with you as well. So be kind to yourself, be gentle to yourself. Michael wants you to remember that God is in charge. Whatever's going on with you, whatever concerns or problems, or whether they've been going on for 5 minutes or 5 years, God is in charge. You're right where you're supposed to be. If you'll put your mind and your thoughts that God knows what he's doing, then you're going to get through this month a whole lot easier. There's a lot of love around in October. There is an eternal love. And what Michael is asking, in the sense, in back in the frame of forgiving yourself, is being aware of all of the love that's around you. People, places, and things. Love resides in everything. Since the Creator created everything and the Creator is love, there is love in everything. So you are being invited to be mindful of those experiences of when the universe pours its love on you. And this is also a month for new beginnings. Again, it's kind of a new beginning in that it's new in the sense of kind of coming into yourself and the slowing down and the getting ready for winter and the getting ready for being still. So it's a new beginning of shifting your mind to how you want to breathe and how you want to slow down and let the universe and let God fill you up. And this will actually be the beginning of a fresh start for you, so that the coming into the spring you will be energized and ready to go. So the month of October is all about letting God be God and loving yourself and getting ready for a great new beginning. As you're beginning to slow down, it's only the slowdown for a brand new beginning. And I don't know if Mark is there.
Yeah, I've been just kind of keeping myself muted. So, all right. Let's go ahead and bring in our first caller. Ellen, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Connie. This is Ellen. Very glad to speak with you.
Hello, Ellen. Very nice to speak with you, too. How are you?
Terrific. And I have a specific question. I was hoping you and the angels could help me with.
Okay.
I'm taking a trip in 2 weeks to check out a city I'm thinking of moving to. So what do you or the angels have to say about the trip or the potential move?
Okay. What I'm seeing is that the angels are really happy that you're going on this trip, because it is movement, it is opening up possibilities, it's walking out into faith, it's something new and different. And in my reading for October, one of the cards that I pulled was a fresh start, new beginnings. So this could be a positive move for you. It feels good. Let me see what Michael says. Okay, so what Michael is saying is that you're going to be able to create what it is you want. So the thing to do when you go is this moving toward when you're there and you're feeling the energy there, is it moving you toward what you want to create for yourself, or does it not feel right? Does that make sense?
Yes, when I go there, I will certainly check that out, whether I feel comfortable there. Yes.
Yeah, God is in charge. And Michael is saying that you're in the process of right now of creating what it is you want. So when you go there, you have a green light. If you want to go, the angels are saying, go for it. What they're also saying is you're also creating what it is you want. And when you get there, is that what you want? But they're very happy that you're going. They're very excited that you're making these moves and making this shift. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
So I think it's more important that you're in the mode of creating, and you keep that in mind of am I going in the direction that I want? And is this going to help me get there, as opposed to, is this good or is this not good? Do you see the difference?
Yeah, viewing it as part of the journey, as opposed to
Right. It's not that it's good or bad. Is it going to move me in the direction that I want? Am I creating the very highest for me when I'm here? And you'll know it when you get there.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I appreciate the reading, because it's like a big thing on my mind. It's like a big leap of faith. And the only thing that I recently thought about, I'm making the trip now, but I don't have to make the move right away. I can take some time and line things up.
Right. And that's what God, and the first card that I pulled was God is in charge. So just let him and call your angels to go ahead of you to these places, and you know, line things up for you, and I think you'll know when you get there if that's the kind of thing you want to create or not for yourself.
Wow. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Ellen. And you have enjoy your trip.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, I'm not muted this time.
Yay!
All right. I will be right back, though. Hold on.
Okay. So this is two cards that I have pulled. The same card that I pulled in two readings, that God is in charge. So I think the universe is trying to tell us something here.
All righty.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm well, thank you. How can we help you this evening?
Good. My question is, I have a project that I submitted to a company, and they said that they want it, but they kind of like beat me up about it a little bit, that I'm not really trusting that, you know, if I should stay with them. Like, I don't know if it was like, you know, kind of to be like a poser, kind of like, you know, not whining to show any enthusiasm for it. It's like a strategy, you know, and they really do like it and I should expect good things. Or was it true that, you know, they'll kind of not do their best to support it or might try to shaft me in some kind of way?
Okay. I'm going to pull some cards, but the message that I'm getting is that deep down inside you already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know if they're, you know if this is a corporate ploy or if this is something different, whether they're not honoring you and honoring your work.
Right, exactly.
So what Michael is saying is, now with this project, is there anything that you need to do, or now that you've submitted it, is it all up to them?
Well, they've already accepted it. I am going to do some final touches. They have basically, you know, they have the whole thing. I just have to do like little touch-ups that I told them I was going to do anyway.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay. The one of the cards that I pulled said, take your time in making this decision. Mm-hmm. So you are in no hurry, and there is a spiritual timetable to this. And you don't have to be subjected to their deadlines, because what this card usually means is that if something is meant to be, and if you don't feel right in moving forward or you don't feel right in the communication, then you take your time in deciding if that's really what you want to do. And focus on this card says focus on divine and perfect health. And what this is meaning is the health in this relationship. So focus on, what I would do is pray for them and pray that your guides and your highest self would go talk to their guides and their highest selves, and that this relationship, relationship that you have with them, be steeped in love, which means no fear, which means no one trying to get the better of somebody else. So spend some time imagining your guides and your highest self going and talking to them and negotiating with them. And sending representatives to them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I've actually done that before with asking angels to go speak to somebody else's angels. So yeah, I totally get that. That hadn't occurred to me. I had done that a while back for something else. So yeah, it didn't occur to me to apply the same.
Mark was the one that reminded me to do that. So I'm patting Mark on the back with this, but take your time, get the angels involved, and Michael wants you to know that you are safe. So whatever's going to happen, Michael has his arms around you, and you're going to be okay regardless of whatever this corporate decision, whatever these corporate people do. But I think if you just throw the angels in and ask for the highest, whatever resolution is for the highest, then you're going to get the best result.
Mm-hmm. Aw, thank you. Wow, thank you. That was awesome.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Hey, Kathy, I got a question for you.
Sure.
You know, when you connect and you kind of feel into it, I mean, what is your takeaway from this? I mean, does this feel right to you?
In regards to the people or the message I just received?
No, it's to the people.
Okay. It was a type of thing where I thought it was great at first. But I don't know, it's kind of like a gray area for me. That's why I'm looking for clarification. Like, part of me is like, yeah, just take off and run, go somewhere, find some place where I'm more appreciative. You know, but, you know, it's kind of easy to stay with these people because they have already told me they want more from me, like, after this one. So, like, mm-hmm. I said, I don't know if they're just, like, you know, like, you can see where that's, like, a mixed message for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, your work isn't that great, but give us more. You know, that's, like.
I mean, on the surface, it feels like it's just, like, a negotiation ploy, right?
Right,
exactly. But I think the feeling I get is just kind of, what is your value? What is your, you know, what is your self-value? I mean, when you feel in and connect with the work you do, I mean, how confident do you feel that you just do an amazing job with what you do?
9 out of 10. I mean, I didn't have like a lot of resources to do this, but what I had, I feel like I did accomplish a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I am very grateful, you know, I am very grateful. And I think like for them to had approached me, you know, cause they approached me, I'm not even the person that contacted, you know, them. Like I contacted them and didn't think anything of it. And then they approached me, and said, yes, you know, we want it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very like, it could be, like you said, a negotiation ploy, which is what I was feeling, like, you know, like ego-wise, you know, like they just wanted to, mm-hmm. you know, beat me up a little bit so I would, you know, say, oh, mm-hmm. you're right, it's not that great.
It sounds like it connected with, you know, initially it feels really good, right? So
mm-hmm.
where in the process did it feel like it was going south?
About 2 months ago, not less than 2 months ago, I should say, this is October, like early September. So about a month, I was feeling confident about it. I knew I had to do touch-ups. Like I wasn't, you know, I told him that, like I realized, and it just, you know, I don't know if it's just, you know, me, if I'm sensitive and I took it too harshly, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's the thing. The hard thing is I've never corresponded face-to-face. It's all email and telephone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you kind of really, like, yeah, you could read in a voice, but, you know, I'm such a let-me-see-your-face person.
Yeah.
You know, body language is a lot. You know, so like I said, it's just an uncertainty with me. Like, you know, I have that a little bit of a rebel in me that just says, oh, you know, let me just go elsewhere. You know, like I won't even call them back, you know. So I'm really just torn.
Well, I think there's a couple of things that are coming to the surface for me about this, Kathy, and that is, number one, really just having that self-confidence in yourself. And it doesn't come from being a smart ass or anything like that, right?
It's just about
realizing, you know, I do a good job. Yeah, maybe there's some details that got to be cleaned up a little bit, but that's really about they're critiquing what's important to them. And I think another message that's coming out of this really too is, and I know you kind of understand this at a lot of different levels, but I think you have to kind of integrate it more into your life. And that is understanding that, like, the way people come back and everything is about them and it's not about you.
Oh, I like that a lot. Yes, yes. A lot of that played into me. Yes, you're so right. Because a lot of the things that were told to me were like, well, my background is this. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. You know? I was just like, yeah, so you really just, yes, yeah, hit on a big thing there. Yes, I have to confirm that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Think about that comment you just made, Kathy. Why would someone try to one-up you on something that has nothing to do with that in a conversation? What would be going on with that other person?
Yeah. It's like I called you, you know, tonight, and then you tell me, oh, yeah, hi, by the way, I rode in on the Lamborghini tonight. Well, okay.
and generally when you see that, that's when people are in fear, right? They're trying to one-up you because they feel, I'm trying to think what the word would be, you know, they feel less than you in a situation. They feel like they're not, go ahead, Connie, what were you thinking?
Well, that they're threatened.
Yeah, that they're threatened, you know, and so, you know, they're going to, you know, and it's kind of very, you know, normally it's not as clear as it was to you, Kathy. I mean, you know, you know, lots of times it's just a direct thing that feels like, well, you know, I've done what you've done and, you know, I've done it for many years. And you say, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. I see what you're saying. But when they blindly come at you with, like, trying to outdo you directly, oh, my goodness. It reminds me of that thing of, well, you know, so you used to walk to school. Well, I walked to the school, you know, I crawled to school up a hill in a snowstorm, you know, like, you know, they got to outdo you and stuff. And, you know, it's funny. I've actually gotten to the point that I can actually see this happening when I'm in conversations with people. And it really does come from a place of fear for them, not a place of love. And it's not that they're directly trying to hurt you. They just are scared and they're threatened. And normally what I find in those situations, because I can see it so clearly, is that I have compassion for them because I'm like, oh, look, you know, they're, you know, if they're getting defensive or something with me or trying to outdo me, you could definitely tell that, you know, they're in fear and something just kind of scaring them. And, you know, and you just kind of, it's like looking and going, oh, you poor thing. You know, it's just, you know. Really, you know, really just own your work, really own that you do a good job and you're amazing just by who you are. You know, a lot of people don't understand that the greatest gift that you bring to this world is who you are and your presence before people. And, you know, that doesn't come from a place of ego. It really comes from a place of love and really understanding that you're an amazing person and you're going to bring great things to stuff. And some people are going to see it and some people don't, and some people are going to be threatened, and that's okay. So I really appreciate you calling in, Kathy, and you have a great night, okay?
I greatly appreciate you both. Yes, thank you, both of you.
Okay, all right, take care.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. She has very soft, beautiful energy. I really enjoyed that.
Yes, she does.
I got to grab some other names here, so hold space for me. I'll be right back.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I think what Mark said was very helpful in going into whatever relationships and going into this month is just standing and owning who we are and knowing that the gifts and the talents that we have are special and unique, and we hold a unique place in the world. So, you know, God's got our back, and use that gut feeling that you have.
All right.
That sense of, oh, yes.
All right, we're back. I'm jumping okay. back and forth. We got these people coming in. I want to make sure we grab them before we run out of time tonight. And we'll go in a little bit of overtime so we can get to everybody before the end of the night. And thank you, Kathy, for calling in. You know, like I said, really, really own that energy and know that you are the gift to everybody, you know. All right, Donna, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
My
question
good,
is, good, glad to hear that. I'm on a eHarmony trying to meet someone. I got a subscription for 3 months, and I don't know, I haven't met anybody yet. I've only been on it for like 2 weeks, but I wanted to know if I was going to meet someone through this venue or another way. If you see someone come into my life, because I have some companionship.
All right. I'm going to be pulling from the romance deck, as you know, Donna.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Connie does the general questions. I usually handle anything related to relationships, marriages, dating, and anything to do with relationships in any form. I can tell you off the bat, there's, you know, first of all, you know, because I've been out on a lot of those dating sites, just be aware of the scammers. I think
Yeah, I just had one, and he wasn't on my message board anymore, and I called eHarmony, and sure enough, he was a scammer.
Yeah, yeah, you can generally tell pretty quick these days, you know, but just beware. You can generally tell because it moves a little bit odd, you know, but, you know, what I'm getting out of eHarmony for you, eHarmony is probably one of the better dating sites out there. They filter a little bit better, and you know, people who are on there actually have better intentions as far as what they're looking for. And I think that's one of the things I've talked about in the past with a lot of people when it comes to relationship coaching, and that is really having the intention. There's, you know, people talk about laws of attraction, all that kind of stuff, but the truth of it is really just putting the intention out to the universe. You could be praying to anything that you believe in, you know, it's whatever works for you. Yeah, so just really kind of putting it out there. But, you know, there's been an interesting twist in the last year or so, and it's been around the idea of, instead of kind of giving the standard punch list of here's everything I'm looking for, you know, as far as our intentions, you know, of course, that usually leads over to some kind of profile on a dating site too. But it's how do I want to feel with the next person that I'm going to bring into my life? And really kind of setting that intention of, you know, I'm looking for joy and excitement or someone who's very grounded or, you know, someone who I feel confident in that I can have intimacy with, you know, really being able to emotionally connect with somebody. So, you know, you want to kind of set those intentions and then leave it open to the universe. And it's generally that's when the universe will use something like eHarmony as a plateau or a channel to kind of bring someone through. I don't know particularly if you're going to meet some people through this platform, but I do feel that it's going to be a catalyst that allows you to do bring somebody in probably in the next 4 months or so. I see an introduction coming up maybe on the site or off the site. I feel like you being on the site is going to build some confidence that's going to bleed over to your interactions with people in general. So let's go ahead and just pull 3 cards for you and just see what we get.
Okay.
See if we got anything. There's always what we know and what we don't know, and it's always interesting to see what the blind spots are. So,
okay.
Yeah, so the first card that comes up is flirt. It says extending your lighthearted energy to others. It's the idea of really taking the time to correspond with people, maybe reaching out to people on eHarmony that you normally wouldn't, and using that as an opportunity to be able to communicate with people and stuff, even if there's no long-term intention with somebody, allowing you to have that ability to build your confidence in communicating with people. And that flirting, as we call it, or that lighthearted energy that you have inside of you, that beautiful energy that we hear on the phone right now, you know, that's going to spread out to people, and that's what's going to bring somebody in. It's that beautiful vibration of who you are. The next thing that came up is attraction. You attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. This is about really you doing things that you enjoy in life, thinking of like, hey, you know, what are the things I like to do? Let me go out and do those. And wouldn't that be the great place to meet somebody who likes to do the things I like to do? And, you know, what a great place that can be. And, you know, doing things you enjoy doing, that generates energy in itself. And that attracts. It's almost like having a general intention inside of yourself, letting that energy inside of yourself being like a magnet, and then attracting in and just pulling in from all over the place. And sometimes we meet people from places that we never thought we would ever meet somebody. Like, you know, you go into a grocery store and all of a sudden some person comes over and asks you a question. And it's like, well, you know, this is kind of odd. You know, and all of a sudden it turns into this like beautiful thing. And you're just like people being attracted to your energy, people getting pulled in, you know? There's a card that says this could be the one. This is the third card. It says you already met the romantic partner you seek. And it talks about there's been kind of like a very casual acquaintance that you were introduced to that has potential of becoming a partner for you. And the funny part is you're probably off the top of your mind not going to remember who this is. It was almost like you were somewhere and someone introduced you really quickly and maybe they were with a friend and you know, you just kind of wrote it off as just an introduction, didn't think twice about it. But as you start to build more of your energy, that person will actually come in again. And when they come in again, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I remember this person from the introduction, you know, from like 2 weeks ago or something like that. So it's looking really good. Like I said, just beware the scammers.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
All right, Donna, you have a great night.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That was helpful.
Wow. It is beautiful calls. All right. I think it's Trish, and I know I spelled your name wrong on the console. Trish, you're on there.
Thank you. I actually had a general. I was wondering if I could just get a general angel reading.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't hear.
She wants a general reading.
Oh, okay. Trish, do you have a question?
Well, if I had to have a question, I guess it would be, do you see any increases in finances before the end of the year?
When you asked that question, I got a yes, is what I got. But I'm going to pull some cards anyway.
Okay.
What do you like to do, Trish? Where's your passion at?
That's a great question. I'm an avid skier. I like to cook. And I enjoy what I do for work. I work for a software company.
Mm-hmm. You ever put anything out there about maybe teaching couples how to cook?
No, I'm not that good.
Well, it's, you know, some people just need some basic skills. You'd be surprised the average people. I mean, a lot of people I know eat out all the time. And there's a lot of couples that, number one, don't know how to work together in the kitchen. Number two, don't even know how to do some of the basic things. It's not like you need to be a sous chef. But go ahead, Dr. Connie.
I met somebody, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I met somebody today, and they said they burn everything they cook, and that's, you know, they burn up their pans, they burn up everything. So, I think one that maybe, Mark, you may have been leading her into, one of the things that Michael wants you to do, Trish, is to write about your thoughts and your feelings. Because there's something about you that is that you could bring in additional income by doing something out of the norm. And I think if you wrote about your thoughts and your feelings, things may come up for you that you were not aware of, and that will open you up to a more connections with people. Coupling it with that, as you're exploring different thoughts and different feelings, and you're writing about them, pray about them and see how it feels, and throw it out to the universe and say, you know, universe, that kind of sounds interesting. I think I might like to teach somebody how to ski, or, you know, get somebody out there on a bunny slope or something. And in wrapped up in this, as you're expanding yourself through your thoughts and your feelings, and you're bringing it to life through your prayers and your requests, and surrounding in all of that, you are guarded and protected. So Michael has you surrounded in his arms, and this is a safe place for you to explore some things that could bring in additional income, not only income, but relationships and being of service and offering. There's something about you, Trish. There's some teacher thing in you where you would be able to actually connect with people in a way, and giving of yourself in ways that right now you don't even know about or haven't thought of.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, that's interesting. I have not thought about teaching.
Well, there's something, and it may not even be in the traditional mode, because if you're doing something that you really love, you may not even feel like you're teaching per se. But, you know, if you corral this gal that I talked to, she may not burn up her pans anymore, kind of a thing, you know, and you wouldn't even feel like you were teaching. but there's something about you. There is a... I don't know, but there's something really yummy that you have an opportunity, if you will expand your mind through your writing, of being of service in a way that right now you don't even know about.
Okay, I will look into that.
Awesome.
All right, thank
you. Yeah. Have you ever thought of writing any children's books, Kathy?
I haven't, no.
Oh, Trish, I'm sorry.
Kind
of looked at the wrong thing on the console. Okay. Yeah, you know, explore. You have a lot of potential in so many different areas, and it's not meant to replace your current income. It's just some opportunities for you to do some additional stuff, maybe launch your own home business or something that would allow you to bring in some additional income. But yeah, definitely I see different paths and threads for people, and there's a lot of different opportunities for you. I think it's really just a matter of you taking the time to kind of explore some of it and realize that if you can find something you really enjoy doing and you put the passion behind it, you're always going to make money in it. So, you know, it's something my grandfather always said. He said, you know, if you're going to be a trash man, be the best trash man there is. And, you know, it's true about anything. When you bring that passion to something you want to do, people want part of that. You know, they'd be like, well, I never thought of taking a cooking class, but oh my goodness, look how excited she is. I want to figure out why she's excited. I want to be excited, you know? So, you know, people want part of that, you know, they want to have that energy, and that's something that's inside of you. So, you know, just, play around with your muse a little bit, you know, like Dr. Connie said, write a little bit. I think the writing allows you, there's some messages and stuff that can actually come through in what's called automatic writing, which is just kind of allowing your thoughts to flow. Maybe even writing a question on a piece of paper saying, you know, what would be something I would really enjoy doing that would make me extra income and bring in cash abundance? And just sit there for a second, just randomly write some thoughts. And it's not like you have to like think about it like, all right, let me think about how I can make money. It's not about that. It's about what would I really enjoy doing? And, you know, maybe jotting down some ideas as they flow through, and then looking at it going, you know, if I have a couple different ideas that are here, you know, pretty much anything you can turn into a business these days, you know, but it's really about the passion you have behind it that you bring into it. That's going to be really incredible.
Okay. Well, thank you both. I appreciate it.
Very cool. We appreciate you calling in. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Connie, I think that's a whole hour already. We had some amazing callers this evening.
Yep, I think so.
You know?
Yeah, this is fun. This is really good. So,
all right. Well, before I end the show, let's do some prayer work for a second. If you can kind of bear with me for a minute before we close the show.
That's what I was going to ask you to do, actually.
Yeah, we're feeding off of each other this evening. I love it. So I want to send prayers and love and support out to all the people in Las Vegas. Sending love and energy to all the people who lost people, all the people who are in the hospital healing. I ask that all those people be surrounded with angels, love and support on their path. I ask that all the people who saw the incident that went into fear or got triggered because of the sadness involved in it, I ask that they have the support they need. And we send love and support to any person on the planet that's healing from any disease at this time, that's sick, any children or women that are abused, any animals that are abused. We send love and support and energy to all the people on the planet that are hurting or in fear. We send lots of love and support. We send out the angels to them. And with that, we say happy October to everybody. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dr. Connie. We'll catch you next month.
You're welcome. Yep, absolutely. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.